I just start sending SAI and I creating progress notes from Aventara Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is December 31st, 2025. First one is history and physical on Constantine, Constantin. Last name is Zaciu, Zaciu. In brackets, date of birth 4/19/1935. This is 90-year-old. Male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He fell and had a pelvic fracture. His goddaughter is at bedside. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills, but he does complain of having urinary retention and urgency. His Foley catheter came out yesterday before he came here. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HEANT head is atomatic normal, sphelic pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, fall leading to pelvic fracture, leading to urinary retention, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time was spent doing admission, including reviewing the patient's old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Patient probably will benefit from indwelling Foley catheter rather than doing a straight catheterization every frequently. We'll continue to watch him closely. This was discussed with the patient and his goddaughter at bedside. Next admission is David, D-A-V-I-D, last name is Smith, S-M-I-T-H, in brackets, date of birth 6/23/1963. This is 62-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He passed out in his apartment. He was found to have urinary tract infection. He has open sore to his abdominal wall also. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, CHF, obstructive sleep apnea, anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, chronic lower back pain. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HEANT head is atomatic normal, sphelic pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, no added sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Suprapubic catheter is in place. Small, non-draining open area to the left side of suprapubic catheter is there. Extremities, trace pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, suprapubic catheter, comma, morbid obesity, comma, bipolar disorder, comma, chronic pain syndrome, comma, GERD. Plan, same patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time was spent doing admission, including reviewing old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Wound care will see him as well. Advised him to lose weight. He has a suprapubic catheter now. We'll continue to watch him closely. Next history and physical is on Amrit, A-M-R-I-T, last name is Kaur, K-A-U-R, in brackets, date of birth 1/26/1947. This is a 78-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She is on supplemental oxygen now, which is new for her. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Her family is at bedside. Past medical history is significant for CHF, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, osteoarthritis, morbid obesity, anxiety. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. She lives with her family. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomic, normal, sphelic, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry with few scattered crackles. Abdomen is soft, distended. Extremities, 1 plus pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan, CHF, comma, hypertension, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, morbid obesity. Plan, same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with the nursing and rehab team along with patient's family at bedside. She would need stockings and she is on supplemental oxygen. We'll monitor her closely. Next history and physical is on Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, last name is Schroeder, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R, in brackets, date of birth, 10-7-1950. This is 75-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She is from assisted living facility. She was in the hospital for UTI and had right-sided nephrostomy tube and on IV antibiotics. At this time, she is feeling better and denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, or anxiety, depression, Alzheimer's, dementia. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 2, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomic, normal, sphelic, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, no added sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities, no pedal edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan, UTI, comma, right-sided nephrostomy tube, comma, hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia. Plan, same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time was spent doing admission, including reviewing old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Will continue with IV antibiotics. She will be following up with the infectious disease specialist and other specialist for her nephrostomy tube. Will monitor her closely. Next history and physical is on Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, last name is Lenzini, L-E-N-Z-I-N-I, in brackets, date of birth, 1/31/1937. This is 88-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. His daughter is at bedside. He is non-communicative. He is very lethargic. He had acute stroke about 2 weeks ago, and then he was in inpatient rehab. He was transferred here for further rehab. Denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for brain cancer, lung cancer, recent stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, family history is non-contributory, social history, deny smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times. I'm sorry, patient is conscious, unresponsive, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal, sphalic, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1-S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, detailed exam is not possible. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, recent stroke, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, brain cancer plan. Same patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team along with patient's daughter at bedside. He overall has poor prognosis. We'll send him to the hospital if he does not wake up by tomorrow morning. Patient's daughter agrees with that. She is making him full DNR for now. Next is a progress note on Steven, Steven, last name is Pinsler, Pinsler, in bracket, state of birth, 8-1-1954, SM, ROS, same, all same, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, right, BKA, comma, anxiety, depression, comma, back pain. Plan same, patient is doing okay. He is being discharged today. He will follow up with his doctors as outpatient. Next one is Azi, A-Z-I-E. Last name is Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S. In brackets, date of birth, 8-5-1965. SM, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma, asthma, comma, right hip arthroplasty plan same. Patient is doing better. She is frustrated because her right hip is swollen again. Physical therapy is seeing her. She will be following up with her orthopedist soon. Next one is Susan, S-U-S-A-N. Last name is Kalman, K-A-L-M-A-N. In brackets, date of birth, 7-16-1956. SM, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma, NIDDM, comma, morbid obesity, comma, Alzheimer's dementia. Plan same, encourage patient to lose weight. Her blood sugars are slowly coming down. She is alert, awake, but very forgetful. She is pleasant. Next one is Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, last name is Sheets, S-H-E-E-T-S, in brackets, date of birth, 9-9-1965, SM, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan, left leg edema, comma, hypertension, comma, liver cirrhosis, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, anxiety, plan, same, we'll do ultrasound of the leg to rule out DVT, we'll give stockings. In the meantime, we'll continue present management. Next one is Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I, last name is Rosenthal, R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L, in brackets, date of birth, 11-17-1941, S-same, R-O-S, same, all same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, morbid obesity, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, recent stroke, plan, same, patient is doing better, she's eating okay, she's participating in physical therapy. Next one is Maria, M-A-R-I-A, last name is Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, in brackets, date of birth, 8-8-1949, SM, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan, hyperlipidemia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, anxiety, plan, same, patient is doing better, her family is visiting her today, she's eating okay. Next one is John, J-O-H-N, last name is Leonardi, L-E-O-N-A-R-D-I, in brackets, date of birth, 9-6-1951, SM, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, PEG tube, comma, recent stroke, comma, recent sepsis, plan, same, patient was hospitalized again, now he is doing better, he is hemodynamically stable, he is tolerating feeding well. We'll continue to monitor him closely. End of dictation, they start sending SAINI.